Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy mercy fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Wilt thou not regard my call? Wilt thou not accept my prayer? Lo, I sink, I faint, I fall. Lo, on thee I cast my care. Reach me out thy gracious hand, while I of thy strength receive. Hoping against hope I stand, dying and behold I live. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. How fearful of sin I stand. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. The Order of Vespers on page 224. We stand. O Lord, open my lips, make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, Christ, Lamb of our salvation. You may be seated. The psalmody is in your white bulletin insert. And we'll chant responsively, including the antiphon. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous and his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Indeed, no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old.
Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
Lord, and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way.
The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great.
Who is God and what is the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
He himself shall dwell in prosperity. And his descendants shall inherit the earth.
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
Look on my affliction and my pain.
Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred.
Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness.
Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him.
Psalm 6. With the hungry, bring to your house the poor who are cast out.
When you see the naked, cover him. Do not hide yourself from your own flesh.
Then your light shall bring forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
And your righteousness shall grow before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?
Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake.
For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?
I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears.
My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies.
Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer.
Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Share your bread with the hungry. Bring to your house the poor who are cast off. Then your light shall bring forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
Psalm 91. But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. A treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust.
Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence.
He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day,
nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways.
In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot.
Because he has set himself upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. A treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
First lesson for Ember Saturday is from the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. When you have finished laying aside all the tithe of your increase in the third year, the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, so that they may eat within your gates and be filled, then you shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the holy tithe from my house. And I also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all your commandments, which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them. I have not eaten any of it when in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for an unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that you will obey his voice. Also, today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you, that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations, which he has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken. Here ends the reading. The second reading is from the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Here ends the reading. And the last reading is from Matthew chapter 17. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one, until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Here ends the reading. The responsory for Lent is on page 226. Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord, my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation. The Catechism reading is on page 301, at the bottom right corner, and it is the third article that we'll look at this evening. The third article, Sanctification. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ, This is most certainly true. The office hymn is hymn 213. True God, Maker of the earth and heaven, our Father, He would have us say, children's place to us as given. He has pledged always to feed us, body, soul, to keep, to nourish. Through all evil He will lead us, guards us well that we may flourish. He cares for us. We're to yearn night, and governs all things by His might. We all believe in Christ His Son, whom as Lord we are addressing, of equal Godhead, throne and might, source of every grace and blessing. Born of Mary Virgin Mother, by the power of the Spirit, made true man our human brother, through whom sonship we inherit, He crucified for sinful man, through God's power rose to life again. We all confess the Holy Ghost, who grants comfort, grace, and power. He with the Father and the Son robes us for the triumph hour. Weeps the church's own creation in true unity of spirit. Hear forgiveness and salvation comes to us through Jesus' merit, the body risen. We then shall be in life with God eternally. Amen. Amen. Our sermon text from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The third article of the Creed is the third great light which teaches us. What does it teach us? Well, it teaches us where such a creator of the world may be found. It teaches us where a redeemer may be found, where it may be encountered in this world. It teaches us where all of this life and time, and where is it all going? Where will it come to an end? It teaches us where the Holy Christian Church can be found, where we can find God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit. That is, the one who is the Sanctifier. He sanctifies us. How does He do this? He does it through the forgiveness of sins, which is found in His Holy Church, that we might have a resurrection of the body and eternal life. The Church exists where the Word of God is being taught, and such faith is rightly preached and confessed. And there is the Holy Spirit working. And so this third article is the great light that teaches us, well, not only these things, but where these things may be found. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe that this means that not only is the Father true God and the Son true God, but the Holy Spirit is also true God. More than that, except the work of the Holy Spirit work, no one can come in and to the Father through Jesus Christ and His life and His suffering and death. But it takes the work of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can appropriate this of himself. And so, working through the Spirit, the Father and the Son stir us up, awaken us, call us to true faith, beget new life in us and all who are His. And so thus, the Spirit in and through Christ quickens us, sanctifies and awakens our spirit, that it might bring us to the Father. And this same Spirit then is the active, life-giving person everywhere. One Holy Christian Church, one communion of saints. I believe that throughout the whole world there is only one holy, universal Christian Church, which is none other than the gathering or congregation of saints, that is, the pious believers who are still on this earth. The Church is gathered, it is preserved, it's governed by that same Spirit, and it is daily being given out those means that are the sacrament and the Word of God to strengthen and preserve us. I believe no one can be saved who is not a part of this gathering, this community, once again, which is a gathering of all believers. Thus they share that same faith. It is the same word, the same sacrament, same hope, same love. Without that, no, there is not salvation. And so the Holy Spirit is reconciling us with Himself, uniting us that there might be a full agreement in all things. I believe that within Christendom, the Holy Christian Church holds all things in common. No one is above or better than another. There is not one who is raised above all who can declare from his own. We all have the same which is the Word of God. Different offices, yes, for sure, but it is that commonality that we have in which we share. Forgiveness of sins. I believe that there is forgiveness of sins nowhere but in this Christian community. Beyond it, there is nothing you can do that can help yourself. You cannot earn this forgiveness by your deeds, no matter how bad your sins are. You cannot cause it to go away. This community cannot invalidate it. the forgiveness of sins are giving out, no matter how grave or how often one may sin, it continues to exist where that word is being preached. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, but he also tells us that whatever is released is also released. And so, here in the church is that forgiveness of sins. Resurrection of the body. I believe there will be a resurrection of the dead in the future. It will be a resurrection of both believers and unbelievers. All mankind, both good and evil, will be raised bodily. They will return to life in the same flesh in which they died and were buried and decayed or perished, however it may be. And life everlasting. Amen. I believe in an everlasting life that will be given to all believers in Jesus Christ. I believe in an eternal dying for all sinners who have rejected that forgiveness of sins in His Son. And thus, the Father, through His Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, will bring this about, a life everlasting. And so, the creed ends with the Amen. The Amen that says, I believe in these things, and I believe that God will work these in us. Because this third great light, the Holy Spirit, is that which brings us the first two, we ought to be thankful that we have been called, that we have come into such a church, that the Lord has graciously opened our ears and created a new heart in us. Where we sin, we confess and lament. We lament our lack of faith and our lack of gratitude, and where we have neglected all this, we pray that God might give us a true and a steadfast faith by means of His Holy Spirit, one faith that will remain and endure until we come to that place where we will live forever, that is, beyond the resurrection of the dead to the life everlasting. Amen and amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The canticle is on page 228. Tonight it is the Magnificat. We stand. Let my prayers rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has regarded the lowliness of His handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is on those who fear Him throughout all generations. He has shown the strength of His arm and scattered the proud in their own conceit. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted the humble and meek. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent empty away. He has remembered His mercy and sustained his servant Israel, as he promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Look down benevolently on your people, O Lord. Show us clemency and withhold the scourge of your wrath. This we ask of you through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Lord, mercifully hear our prayer and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to defend us from those who rise up against us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy obtain eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord God, the life of all the living, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, the repose of the blessed dead, grant us a peaceful night free from all disturbance, that after a time of quiet slumber, we may by your goodness be endued in the new day with the guidance of your Holy Spirit and enabled in peace to render thanks to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.